भगवते वासुदेवाय सो रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 8 चैप्टर 22 बलि महाराज सरेंडर्स हिज लाइफ टेक्स्ट 31 एष मे प्रापितास्थानम् दुष्प्रापम् अमरैरपि सावर्णैर् अन्तरस्यायम् भवितेन्द्रो मदाश्रया ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद ट्रांसलेशन द लॉर्ड कंटिन्यूड Because of this great tolerance, I have given him a place not obtainable even by the demigods. He will become king of the heavenly planets during the period of the Manu known as Savarni. Purport. This is the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even if the Lord takes away a devotee's material opulences, the Lord immediately offers him a position of which the demigods cannot even dream. There are many examples of this in the history of devotional service. One of them is the opulence of Sudama Vipra. Sudama Vipra suffered severe material scarcity, but he was not disturbed and did not deviate from devotional service. Thus he was ultimately given an exalted position by the mercy of Lord Krishna. Here the word Madashraya is very significant. Because the Lord wanted to give Bali Maharaj the exalted position of Indra, the demigods might naturally have been envious of him and might have fought to disturb his position. But the Supreme Personality of Godhead assured that he would always remain under the Lord's protection, Madashraya. So, in this verse, we can see that Lord is giving his benediction to Bali Maharaj. He is telling that because of his great tolerance, I have given him a place not obtainable even by the demigods. He will become the king of the heavenly planets during the period of the Manu known as Savarni. So it is explained that यथामाम प्रपद्यन्ते तांस तथैव भजाम्यहम् How you approach the Lord will reciprocate you accordingly. If you take one step towards Krishna, Krishna will take one step towards you. And in this pastime, we can see that Bali Maharaj took his step of surrendering everything. It was not small thing. Even his spiritual master Shukracharya was literally chastising him, cursing him not to give these 3 paces of land. But still, Bali Maharaj, in his heart of heart, he wanted to surrender to the Supreme Lord. And he took that step of surrendering. and he literally surrendered. Means his sir was under his lotus feet. And Lord took his step. This is Sudama Prabhu's different. I'm just repeating. So Lord took his step, and his step was not small step, giant step, Urukrama. And within one step he covered the lower planet systems, with the second he covered the upper planet systems. So there was no place left anywhere in this material world. So finally, the Lord had to place his third step on Bali Maharaj's head, which he offered himself voluntarily. And Bali Maharaj, he exhibited this kind of highest degree of surrender. In the material world, it is not very easily seen. Nobody wants to surrender. Very difficult. Somebody to become obedient to some authority. It's very difficult. But there is so much pride. Nobody wants to surrender. Even nobody wants to shake the head. What to speak of bowing down the head. So, when Bali Maharaj, he surrendered to the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Lord had to give some kind of benediction, because it is not that just give and take. There is both ways. Lord just doesn't take away everything, but he gives. Material world, if somebody surrenders, then he has to surrender everything, whatever wealth or, and they don't get anything in return. But in this past time, we can see that Lord gave him something higher. He himself accepted the position of doorkeeper. In the Sutala planet. Sutala planet is below this earthly planetary systems. It is explained that there are 14 planetary systems, 7 above and 7 below. Atal, Vital, Sutal, Mahatal, Rasatal, Patal. So Sutal planet, on which Bali Maharaj got this position. And this is called as subterranean heavenly planets. There are heavenly planets below these earthly planetary systems. And these are also quite opulent places. They are not like, they are not all hellish planets. Hellish planets are quite below the Rasatal or Patal planets. Below all the 14 planet systems, there are hellish planets. But these lower 7 planetary systems are quite opulent. And there are different beings staying there. They are quite wealthy. And there are different type of opulences there. And we can see that here the Lord takes a position. he has given this benediction to Bali Maharaj because of his great tolerance. He exhibited that kind of tolerance, means when he was surrendering, it was not just like some other he was had to surrender, it was grudgingly surrendering. Unwillingly he was surrendering. But he had to tolerate a lot of changes happening. He had to accept the fact that he would not have anything, no position, no wealth, nothing to rule over. And in spite of giving that, he was bound by Vasuki snake. So it was quite difficult. But still, he gave everything to the Lord. So he became no doubt famous in this material world. And therefore there are different phrases have also come, Balidan especially. So that kind of phrase has come because of Bali Maharaj. So he has become quite famous in this material world. As long as at least this Manvantara is going on. His name is there in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, glorified by Shukadeva Goswami. So he also is considered as one of the Mahajanas, 12 Mahajanas. And one of the 9 processes of devotional service, Atma Nivedanam, which was given by his grandfather Prahlad Maharaj. He's exhibiting that quality. He's epitomizing that quality. So the Lord had to give some benediction. And in this verse, Lord is saying that you will become the king of the heavenly planets during the period of the Manu known as Savarn. So no doubt he got this position during this Manvantara in the Sutala planet. But in the next Manvantara, he is going to become the king of heavenly planets. That is the position of Indra. So he is going to get that position. There are 14 Manus in one day of Brahma. Manus are the administrators of this universe. And they have a particular period to rule over. And in one day of Brahma, it is explained that there are 1,000 yuga cycles. Means 1,000, one cycle is one Satya Yuga, one Treta Yuga, one Dwapar Yuga and one Kali Yuga. Taken together is one cycle. So such 1,000 cycles taken together make Brahma's one day, 12 hours. Sahasra Yuga Paryantam Aharyad Brahmano Vidu. Lord Krishna explains that what is one day of Brahma? So during that period, 14 Manus come. First is Swayambhuva Manu. That was explained in the earlier cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam, especially the 3rd canto, and in which it was explained that he had 2 daughters, Akuti and Devahuti, and whose sons were Yajna and Kapila. They were the incarnations during that period. And when Swayambhuva Manu, he went to forest to perform tapasya along with his wife, when he was in rapt attention, some demons and rakshasas, they attacked. So the Lord appeared and killed all of these rakshasas. So that was the time of Swayambhuva Manu. Then came Swarajeshwara Manu, who was the son of Sun God. So during his period also, there were different demigods are there, different seven sages. Somebody takes the position of Indra. A Lord also incarnates during his that period. And he performs some activity. Then the third Manu, Uttama Manu, who was the son of Priyavrat. Then fourth Manu, Tamas, who was the brother of Uttama. Then Raivata Manu, fifth Manu. Then Chakshusha Manu, sixth Manu. So Shukadeva Goswami is explaining these different Manvantaras. In the reign of different Manus, who are the incarnations? What are their activities? And Parikshit Maharaj is also very eager to know the activities or those incarnations in which specifically the incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are appearing. Especially in the fourth Manvantara, we saw that Lord appear as Hari. And he killed that crocodile who was catching, who had caught the feet of Gajendra, and he liberated Gajendra. And in the sixth Manu, we could see that Lord appeared as Ajita. And there was churning of ocean. We could see that the fight between, or the truce between demigods and demons, who they wanted to become immortal by drinking the nectar. So there is always fight between demigods and demons. So that was explained. And during this Manvantara, Vaivaswat Manu, the seventh Manu, which is presently going on, in this reign, this pastime had appeared, has happened. Therefore, here the Lord is explaining that he will become the king of the heavenly planets during the period of Manu, known as Savarni. So the eighth Manu is going to be Savarni Manu. So during that period, he is going to become the Indra. Indra is a post. There are different posts in the heavenly planets. And Indra's post is considered to be very, very prominent because he is the king of the heavenly planets. It's a very, very exalted post. And lot of control is there. Lot of administration power is there. And who would not like to have such kind of power? And even in this mortal world, we can see that even for a small position or power, people fight like anything. They're ready to kill each other. So many That kind of tendency we can see in this material world. A small position is very, very tiny, insignificant position in this material world. But still, there is so much fight. So here, and we can see that that kind of attitude or that kind of anartha is there even in the bigger people. Even the demigods and demons are fighting. It's not that they have already, they have so much control. There are so many people to rule over. But still, something is lacking. So there is fight. I want to possess something other person has. They are not happy. Nobody is happy in this material world, in fact. And one thing is that if I get that position, if I am that place, then I will be happy. Then everything will be perfect. But that person who is in that position, he will be having so many difficulties, anxieties, troubles. But still, people are think that, no, if I get that position, if I acquire that, then I will be happy. So they envy. There is so much envy in this material world. And they don't talk with each other. They want to pull him down some or other. That kind of tendency is there in this material world. And it is explained that if explained by Srila Narada Muni, in fact, in the 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, that when Yudhishthira Maharaj asked this question, that the Lord is equal to everyone. But how it appears that he is sometimes partial to demigods? He shows some kind of partiality. So, in that, at that time, Srila Narada Muni is explaining the story of Prahlad Maharaj and how he gives the example of Shishupal. Shishupal was envious of Lord Krishna. Right from beginning of his birth, when he was born, since that time he was just blaspheming the Lord. And Lord was very tolerant. He had given some kind of concession to him that he will not take his offense seriously till he commits 100 offenses. So he would just sometimes come to 99 and stop. He knew that I'm not going to survive if I go cross my limits. So during that reference, Narada Muni is explaining that one cannot be more absorbed in thought of the Lord more than an envious person. Envious person is more absorbed. He is just continuously thinking. Even the devotee is not thinking about the Supreme Lord so intensely than the demons. That's the envy. And Srila Narada Muni is explaining that that kind of absorption is more higher actually. Of course it is unfavorable, but that kind of intensity of absorption in a negative way is more than those who are favorable. So he gives examples of different devotees, how they are thinking about the Supreme Lord, some favorably, some unfavorably. And Srila Prabhupada also explains that some other one should think about the Lord. That is important. one should think about the Lord. Then the Lord will purify him. Lord will decide how to purify. If someone thinks favorably, definitely he will be promoted to the kingdom of God. But even if somebody is unfavorably thinking, still there is a benediction. Still he will get some kind of benefit. And it is explained that if somebody is thinking unfavorably, then what is the reason? Then he becomes what he thinks. Because you are so intensely thinking about that position or about that person. So you have to acquire that position. So even so many demons who are killed by Supreme Lord, they have got Sarupya Mukti. They attain the same features as that of the Supreme Lord in Vaikuntha Loka. Kansa, he got Sarupya Mukti because he was so much intensely thinking about the Lord that he is coming. He is coming and going to kill me. He is coming with his Sudarshan disc, Gada. All these kind of meditation was always going on in the mind of Kansa. He was not able to sleep. What devotee is very peacefully sleep. But he was not able to sleep because he was so much afraid that he is coming. Eighth son of Devaki is coming and going to kill me. If I sleep, then he will come and kill me. He was not able to sleep also. That much intense absorption was there. And therefore, of course, Lord came and had mercy upon him. And then finally, he got that liberation. He attained that form. And there are so many demons like that. Aghasur. So many. Like Putana. And then Shishupal also. Shishupal, Dantavakra. Great demons. They're thinking so much enviously about the Lord. And Lord had to give that kind of benediction. Okay, you have so much thought about me in a negative way, so you become again attain that your position. And of course they became the Dwarpalas again. So here we can see that there Srila Prabhupada gives one more example, that grass worm which is held captive by the bee is so much in fear, in anxiety, that ultimately that grass worm turns into bee because of so much. That's a material example in this material world. That grass worm which is held captive in a particular hole by a bee which is going to kill that. So that grass worm later on becomes that bee. That is example given in Srimad Bhagavatam. It's not my example. So that's how the point is, that if somebody is envious of anyone, then he has to get that position. And here also we can see that Bali Maharaj, he was Bali Daitya Raj. He was the king of demons. And there was a fight amongst these big, big personalities. And Lord had to resolve somehow there. It's a very complicated conflict amongst the demigods, the leaders of demigods and demons. It's very difficult to resolve when the leaders are fighting. It's very, very difficult, very intricate situation. Whom to favor? Both parties seem to be very perfect. It's a very tricky situation. So better not get involved into conflict resolutions. Of course, those who are mature, they can do that. So here, Lord personally had to take incarnation as Vamandev and intervene and resolve. And how he resolved, it's very, very amazing how Lord has resolved this. And he tricked, definitely he tricked Bali Maharaj. There was no doubt about that. And Bali Maharaj also, in his Kshatriya spirit, he wanted to surrender everything. He knew that Lord has come. It's my duty to give. And that was in his blood. To surrender, sacrifice. That's the glory of Kshatriya. Kshatriya does not give charity to a Brahmana, and that to a guest who has come in the form of a guest. It's very, very humiliating. It's beyond their dignity if they don't give charity. And Lord came as a very small, nice looking, tiny dwarf, brahmachari. Very, very cute. Yes, when the Lord comes as a small child, is very cute. Therefore, all the devotees, they are attracted to that form of the Lord. Yam Sham Sundaram Achanta Gunasurukam. They want to meditate on the childhood pastimes of the Lord. So he came and begged to Bali Maharaj, give me some charity. And who can deny? Small children, they come and ask, give me this, give me that. Who will deny them? And Bali Maharaj, he was not like emotional or something, giving charity to a small child. But it was his due, he was doing his duty. And he gave everything. And then he lost also everything. And Lord tested him severely. It was a very, very severe test. And therefore he is saying that because of his great tolerance, I have given him a place not obtainable even by the demigods. So even the demigods cannot obtain that place, Lord is telling. And I am giving some place to him. Even the demigods cannot obtain. So he achieved something higher than the demigods. But in the next, not in this Manvantara, in the next Manvantara, he will become the king of the heavenly planets. So he wanted to become Indra during this reign of Manu. But the Lord had to trick him, not in this, but in the next, then you can become the king, can rule over entire Manvantara. So that's how the Lord resolves different conflicts. And this is quite important because the point of envy, like it is so strong, rooted, deep-rooted, that one takes up that all these qualities actually. If somebody thinks about a negative about some devotee, then he actually takes up all those qualities. Because we are feeding the bad dog in our heart. There are two dogs always barking. One is a good dog and another is a bad dog. Bad dog is always trying to give some negative thoughts and try to bring about some wrong things in some devotee or some issues or so many things. And it's very easy to find faults with devotees. That's very natural. But somehow or other we have to avoid that kind of tendency. Because Maya will trick. Maya will show only the wrong things. And somebody just thinks about that and thinks that yes, it is correct. There are so many faults in this devotee and he's not a proper devotee, and there can be so many different issues like they might come up. But one should not get carried away by such kind of thoughts. One has to overcome those kind of tendencies. And therefore, sadhaka has to be very, very alert. Because Maya will trick. And if somebody commits that kind of offense, Vaishnava Aparadha, then again he will be in the material consciousness. Because in this seventh Manu, Lord Krishna himself came at the end of the Dwapara Yuga. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came just 500 years before. Srila Prabhupada many times used to say that just recently Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, just 500 years before. Compared to the full Manvantara, that is almost like 71 Yuga cycles. One cycle is like Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, Kali Yuga taken together. That is one cycle. And during this seventh Manu, in the 20th millennium, at the end of Dwapara Yuga, Lord Krishna comes. And in that same Kali Yuga, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes. And they come in one day of Brahma. Not every Kali Yuga Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to come. He will come as another incarnation, Gaur Narayan or something. He will also propagate the congregational chanting of the holy name. But this incarnation is really very special. Because he comes as Krishna himself. Krishna Varnam, Tusha Krishnam, Sangopangasya Parshadam, Yagya Sankirtana Praya Yajanti Sumedasa. So he takes that golden form and comes. And he comes in the mood of devotee. And he exhibits all the qualities. He exhibits how to become a devotee. Although he is a Supreme Lord, but he is showing by his own example how to become a devotee. Or what is the right mood to achieve the mercy of the Supreme Lord. Gopi Bharatur Padakamalayor Das Das Dasanu Das. When we become the servant of the servant of the servant of the Supreme Lord, Gopinath, then only we are in the right consciousness. And especially in the beginning, when somebody is in the beginning of his Krishna consciousness, then it's very easy. And devotees come, tell that, I want to become the servant of the servant. And they are in a very, very enthusiastic mood. But after some time, as they may start making progress, start getting the position, seniority increases, then one servant becomes less. Not servant of servant, but servant. Then that also goes, then Prabhu, and then Mahaprabhu. So like that, that is a tendency again to become, again to try to get that position of controllership. One loses, and that's how Maya attacks, little by little. Maya will try to convince you, yes, you can become a big leader, or a guru, or a sannyasi, or a temple commander. And sorry, I don't want to offend anyone. This is my purification I'm speaking. That's how Maya attacks. But of course, if you maintain the position, maintain the consciousness, because it is a Krishna consciousness moment, it is not some Krishna position consciousness, conscious moment. What is the Krishna consciousness moment? It depends upon the consciousness. What is our consciousness? Even we may be just a small, insignificant, nobody knows that this new bhakta is existing in the temple. But if he is in the right consciousness, then he is properly situated. That is important. That how to maintain that consciousness, to become the servant of the servant. Even in the, then if one gets a leadership position, then he'll be able to maintain that. Because that is also a service. Somebody has to take up that service of leadership, or a temple commander, or a preacher. But it should be in the mood of a service, not to control everyone. So therefore it is very, very important that how to maintain that consciousness and to remove all the anarthas within the heart. Because as long as these anarthas are there, they will just keep coming again and again, like different heads of Ravana. Lord Rama was removing all these heads, but again and again these heads were coming. Similarly, all the anarthas, sometimes it may appear that we are conquered one particular anartha. But immediately some anartha will rise its head. It may appear that somebody has conquered pride. Suddenly he will become angry. Or some other thought will come. So it's not so easy. These six anarthas are troubling so much. And sometimes we may even justify, no, I am doing devotional service. And I have right to become angry. I have right to become proud. Whatever. Even in the name of devotional service, one may justify these things. So therefore, one has to be very, very careful that not to get affected by such kind of things. Then one can achieve the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because that's very difficult to get. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come in this material world, in this Kali Yuga, and he showed by his own example how to become a devotee. And especially when he was staying in Jagannath Puri, for last 18 years almost he stayed in Jagannath Puri. And he was constantly absorbed into chanting and dancing in front of Lord Jagannath. Whenever there used to be Rath Yatra, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to chant and dance in front of Lord Jagannath. And today's return Rath Yatra, that means Lord Jagannath, he came out of the temple of Nilachal and he went to Sundarachal, that is considered to be Vrindavan. And he stays there for almost 9 days. And then again he returns. So today is return Rath. Rath will return back. So of course there is not much explanation in Chaitanya Charitamrita about return Rath Yatra. But some devotees have explained that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to dance or run behind the Rath because Lord is going back. So he is to, in that mood of Srimati Radharani, he is to run behind the Lord. And today is also Ekadashi, Ashadi Ekadashi at Pandharpur. Of course, we are observing it tomorrow. And I would like to specially thank our doctors from Bhaktivedanta Hospital, they have gone to Pandharpur there. 24 hours they have set up medical camp and they are serving the varkaris, those who are coming to take darshan of Lord Pandharinath, Vitthal. And over 200 volunteers have gone to serve. So it's a very great service to serve the devotees of Lord. And Lord also explains that Mad Bhakta Puja Abhyadhika, serving my devotees is more than serving me. So I would look to offer my sincere thanks to all the doctors and volunteers, those who have gone there and have set up this Pandharpur medical camp. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Anyone has any questions or comments? Yes. Hare Krishna. He is going to become Indra in the next Manvantara. In the next Manvantara, Savarni Manu, then he is going to become Indra.
But why Krishna is giving him this position? Why is Krishna not taking him to Goloka when he has surrendered his life?
That's another higher level question. Depends upon the degree of surrender. Because Lord knows what is our degree of surrender. And accordingly He will reward. He knows that what He wants to become. He wanted that position. So it's very difficult. We can't judge a devotee. It may appear that somebody just doing some service, ordinary service, but he is totally surrendered. He is doing in the right consciousness. Krishna will, it's his prerogative. He will decide who will come back to his Golok Vrindavan. We cannot decide. We can aspire for it. When we are ready, then Krishna will take us. We are not yet ready. So if somebody is very in the proper consciousness, even just brooming the temple, cleaning the pots of Lord, if he is in that consciousness, Krishna will take him to Golok Vrindavan. He may become one of the associates of the Lord. Krishna's friends. He can assist in that, those pastimes, or the very, very intimate pastimes Krishna may take. But that's all up to Lord Krishna. We cannot demand. We cannot barge in the kingdom of God. We may continue our service. So therefore, purification of consciousness is very, very important. How we purify our consciousness and develop the right attitude. Sometimes somebody may think that, okay, I'll become friend of Krishna. Because I can play with Krishna, joke with Krishna. And somebody can become. But we don't practice like that. Ours is not that kind of marg. Ours is sadhana bhakti. Once the heart becomes purified, Krishna will decide. And therefore Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give something highest. Ramya kachit upasana, brajabharad. That a worship of gopis was the topmost. Lord Krishna came to give that. Srila Rupa Goswami, we are Rupa Anugras, and somebody develops the right consciousness, then he can be promoted to those intimate pastimes, allowed to serve as servant of the servant of the servant. But these are very, very high topics beyond my capacity. Regarding Bali Maharaj, it was his, that degree of surrender was there. So even not all the demons killed by Lord Krishna are liberated, they went back home, back to Godhead. Like Manigriva and Nalakuvar. Again they went back to heavenly planets. Again they resumed that position and from that day continue. So still, as long as we have even small tinge of material desire, we will remain in this material world. That's how it is explained here. That so there are different levels of devotion. Ours is bhakti marg, bhakti shastra. We say that it is not gyan marg. It is not by knowledge you can, or by charity, or by austerity you can achieve the Supreme Lord. That's the Lord is confirming again and again. Naham vedayar na tapasana danena chetya. Bhaktya tu ananya shakya. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam always emphasizes how by devotional service you can achieve Him, achieve the Supreme Lord. Not by charity or by austerity. So, that is my understanding. If Radha Gopinath Prabhu has some more higher thoughts to share. Okay, thank you. Hare Krishna.